I'm really excited about my sermon this morning. I'm really pumped up for the message because I'm living in a tent. Really? Yes, you are too. Living in a tent. We're living in a tent. And Paul says that while we live in the tent, we are burdened. We are burdened down. And we do have burdens. We do have burdens. And let me tell you about it. Let me tell you about your burdens. And you have burdens this morning?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
I got a burden. You
got a burden? Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Okay.
I got a big one.
You don't have your burden with you?
I'll bring it with me.
Okay. We have burdens. We have burdens. And we have got to do something with our burdens. And there's not one of us that doesn't have a... What do you got there?
You got a big burden right here.
Okay.
Big.
Well, pass your burden around. Let everybody hold your burden. That's biblical. Okay. DJ, bring the burden down. Come on, we got to get this burden. We got to get this burden. Some burdens are heavy and some burdens light. Give it to Tom. Tom, I want you to hold Dennis's burden. Okay. Did you hold the burden? I read it. Did you hold the burden? You don't want to bear the burden? Okay. Jane?
I'm neither, Tabby. I'm going to cast mine off.
Good for you. Okay. Okay. All right. My burden. Don't you feel relieved a little bit now?
Yeah.
You're not carrying your burden?
Extra 50 pounds there. I'm going to carry around all day.
Okay. There are some burdens, people, that we are expected to bear. There are some burdens we are expected to bear, according to the Word of God. There are other burdens that we are expected to share. And there are other burdens that we are expected to remove completely and give to the Lord. So, I know that every one of you have a burden right now. And the burdens vary as from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum. We have all of these burdens. But in Psalm 55:22, the word is, for us today, just as we have heard prophetically God speak to us. Praise God that God speaks to us in tongues and interpretations. He also speaks to us through the recorded word. And in Psalm 55, verse 22, here's the word. This is God's word now. And it says, cast your care, or cast your burden, King James, on the Lord. And He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Cast your burden upon the Lord. Cast your burdens upon the Lord. That is so easy to say, and it is so hard to do. And yet we're told to do that. Cast your burdens upon the Lord. So my sermon this morning is entitled, How Do You Spell Burden? How do you spell burden?
B-U-R-D-E-N.
Thank you. B-U-R-D-E-N. I love it when people are with me in the sermon that way. Okay. B-U-R-D-E-N is how you spell burden in English. But let me explain how you spell burden in reality. The first is, you spell burden in the burden of your work. And God has spoken to us in Matthew 20, verse 12. Whoever has this, would you stand and read it loudly for us? Matthew 20, verse 12.
You blasphemers have worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us that have borne the burden and the scorching heat of the day.
Okay, the story is... The context is about the guys who have worked all day, and they have worked very hard, physical, manual labor, and they have borne the heat of the day. They have been working. So what I want to do is to spell out or to tag what burdens are. And some burdens are, as we've heard read in Matthew 20:12, it's the burden of the work that were involved. Some people have manual labor that just is tremendously stressed and strenuous on their bodies. The guys who are building the bridge south of Soledad, you know, they have a lot of work. Their work is hard, in other words. And their physical exertion is something, and it's a burden to those guys to work. So one is the burden of the work. The second is the burden of duty that is laid upon a person. For example, Acts 15:28.
For it seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things.
Okay. In this case, the Jewish people were putting a burden of duty upon the Christians, the new Christians to be. And Paul is saying that's just not right. You don't have to put this duty upon them because they have been free of that. So their duty had to do with the restrictions and the obligations that have been placed upon them based upon the Jewish law. Of course, that's their duty. You may have a duty too, and your duty may be a burden to you, like your job that you might have. Another way you spell burden is Galatians 6:5 talks about individual responsibility that can be real heavy upon a person.
I have the Amplified, so it's two. For every person will have to bear, be equal to understanding and calmly receive his own little load of oppressive bonds.
Okay, that's good. And this is how you spell burden in tagging it this way, that it's the individual responsibility that I have. This says my burden, and it is my burden that I'm carrying. It is not yours. And it's the burden of individual responsibility that everybody has. And every man must do this for himself, but one can help carry another burden, as we'll see, burdens of grief, misery, and pressure. The other burden is the burden, and this is a good one, of yourself. Job 7:20.
I have sinned. What shall I do unto thee, O thou preserver of men? Why hast thou set me as a mark against thee, so that I am a burden to myself?
Okay. This is a strange verse of Scripture, but I put it in there because we are a... Believe it or not, I am a burden to God. It is myself that has become to God a burden. And that's sort of strange, but it is good theology. And then so if that's true, then I can say that I have a burden of myself. And this is spelled out in the Job account. And the last way, tag or spell burden, is the burden of iniquity, Psalm 38, verse 4. Okay, and King James is using a different phrase here where it says the iniquities are my burdens. It's the burdens of iniquities. And the Hebrew word iniquity means it's sort of like a perversiveness. It's something that is bent, or it's something that is crooked. It's out of course, and it signifies not merely that which is wrong, but the tendency to do something that is wrong. In other words, it's that inclination that's within our disposition. It's within our nature. And it's not merely the act of transgressing the law, but it's that which is in us that makes us want to do that. In other words, it's nothing more or less than that spirit and the nature of the devil working in the children of disobedience. And so it's that tendency that we do have. And so the Scripture says that we have the burden of that nature within us, the iniquities that are ours, that we've inherited and what we are. So these are the burdens that we have. But back to Psalm 55:22. Cast all of your burdens, the burden of your work, the burden of your duty, the burden of your responsibility, the burden of yourself, the burden of your iniquities, cast all of your burdens on the Lord, and what will He do? He will sustain you, and secondly, He will never let the righteous fall. So man is committed to do one thing. Actually, he is commanded to do one thing, cast the burdens on the Lord. And if you do the one thing, then He's going to do two things. And the two things He will do in Psalm 55:22 is He will sustain you, because your burden is so heavy you're down, He's going to sustain you. And secondly, He's not going to let you fall. So the idea is that this burden that I've got, it's weighing me down. Well, he's going to keep me up, and he's going to keep me not only up, but he's going to keep me from falling. So if you will do what he says, cast your burden on the Lord, then he'll do these things. Isn't that easy to say? But how many of us this past week with our burdens have just put them and, well, I don't really like you, but boy, they're my burden. God says, get rid of your burden. Get rid of your burden. And we know how, but we don't want to because we're not motivated enough. And the reason we're not motivated enough is because Satan has convinced us that it's not, you can't do it. But God says, as we're going to see soon, come to me. And the promises are this. He will carry your burden, and he will carry you. One of the greatest pulpiteers, Spurgeon, 100 years ago, or not less than that, wrote, God does not delight to see tears in your eyes or paleness in your countenance. Your groans and sighs make no music in his ears. He had rather you free yourself of your burden by casting it upon him that he might rejoice in your joy and comfort. Confidence in God will free you from your burden. So it's that we just want to roll over our burden to God. And in times of weakness, in times of serving the Lord, in times of trial, it's cast your burden upon the Lord, and it's much like a ship that casts an anchor in the water. What happens when the anchor is thrown into the water? It grabs, yes, grabs tight, and the ship is stable, is safe. It's not going to be, it is right there. So it is like a person who has a burden, and I'm going to cast my burden upon you like a ship casts its burden on the anchor. It casts its burden on the anchor, and it holds, and it's in a sure, fixed place. So we've got burdens. We've got these burdens. If I told you that burdens could be blessings, would you believe me? You would believe me? Good, because if you believe me, I wouldn't be doing what I'm about to do. I want to show you something. Once there was... remember the story? Once there was a little old ant. Thought it could move a rubber tree plant. But anybody knows that an ant can't move a rubber tree plant. But he had high hopes. Well, once there was an ant who had a toothpick. I wish I had a big ant. This big ant, I mean, this was an ant. You can imagine how big the ant would be now if this was a toothpick. And he was carrying this toothpick really hard. Would you call that a burden? He was just carrying this burden. He was just carrying his burden. He was bearing his burden. He was bearing his burden. But all of a sudden, as he was bearing his burden, he came upon a big ditch. We'll call it a precipice, you know. He can't get across. He wants to go from here to there, but he can't do it. But he forgets he's carrying this burden. So you know what he did? It took a lot of effort for this little ant to do it. But he took his burden, and he pushed it across this little crack. It was just a tiny crack in the concrete. But to him, it was a precipice. So he pushed his burden up there, and then he took what was his burden, went all the way across, and then he slid back, and then he went on his merry way. Can you remember that? Can you remember that there are blessings in burdens? But last week when I had my burden, I said, God, where is the blessing? I can't find it. But by trusting him and by faith in him, I know that it's there. So the bottom line is, there is no burden which you and I carry faithfully, and if you carry it patiently, will someday be a bridge that will carry you. Now God, hear this, God will not place a burden on you heavier than you can bear. It's only heavy enough to serve as a bridge to carry you over such a manner that others can say after you have gone, blessed is he who has endured. Okay, when Dennis brought his burden in and we helped carry his burden, well, turn to Galatians 6:2 before I say any more. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Paul writes here, Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Carry each other's burden, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Now this is a commandment from God. It is the word of God. I mean, it's written in paper, on paper, but people, let's not forget that what we read in the Word is God's Word. And His Word says, carry one another's burdens. And in this way, you fulfill the law of Christ. So we have two things running here. We have a burden that I need help in carrying. And then we have another burden that we're supposed to give to God. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And I guess only we know in our heart of hearts which we do with what we do with our burden. Some burdens we have people help us with, and some we are to give to Jesus. And so he says in Matthew 11, 28, somebody read the first words. What does he say? Come to me. Do you know this is the very first public invitation recorded by Jesus when he says, come to me. So many songs written about come to me. And of course, the very last public invitation is in Revelation 22. Since we've got the first one, let's read this, the last one. In Revelation 22, verse 17, it says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him come and take the free gift of the water of life. So this is back to Matthew 11, 28. It's the very first invitation of the Lord. And he says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I maybe or might or will think about giving you rest. I will give you rest. I will give you rest, Jesus says. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Verse 30, for my yoke is easy, and my burden that he places on us is light. Come, first recorded. Secondly, labor. The idea is you feel fatigued. You are working hard. You're toiling. Any weary, hard worker or toiler can find rest. Those that are heavy laden, and the word means to carry a load, to be overburdened, in this case with ceremonial issues like the Mosaic laws were burdensome enough. But the Pharisees had manufactured other additional burdens. In fact, there were hundreds of them to keep the minutest detail of the law laid down. So here's what it is. The metaphor that Jesus is saying here, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your soul. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The metaphor is this. It's from a man who has had a great load laid upon him. I mean a heavy load. And he must carry this heavy load to a certain place. And every step he takes reduces his strength. Every step he takes sort of weighs him down more and more. It becomes oppressive to him. But it's got to go to this other place. So he just carries it. And he uses all of his strength. He exerts all the energy that he possibly can to try to get it to a place. And then somebody comes and helps him. Somebody comes and helps him. Now, Rita, would you move this over here for me, please? Okay, we have the suitcase. The suitcase over there. Dennis has brought his burden. He's passed it around. Irita's going to bring the suitcase. Just bring it over here. Now, Irita's going to bring the suitcase, and it's going to... Just a minute. Oh, now we'll do it. You're welcome. Pretty heavy, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Too much for me.
Okay. Well, did I help you?
Yes.
I helped you with this burden. Aren't you glad I was here?
Yes, and I repent of saying that I didn't have a burden before.
Too. I'm going to use you in the sermon a little bit. That's good. I was glad you did that. Yeah, it wasn't planned, but it was.
Because I know God's word says we cast our burden on them, and I was presumptuous in that, so please forgive me for that.
No.
You know, well, yes.
No?
Yes, you received that.
Okay.
You're my brother, and you love me, and I love you.
Well, if I didn't love you, I wouldn't help you carry your burden.
Yes.
Now, you did lay the burdens. I lay all of my burdens at his feet. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is pretty heavy, wasn't it? Well, it...
I mean, I may have budged.
Oh, this is a heavy burden. I mean, I'm having to bend over to carry.
Strength.
Yeah.
My strength. I mean, it just would have been folly.
Right. So that's how some of our burdens are. They're so heavy. But now, what did we just read in the scripture that we're supposed to do? Come to you, come to the Lord, and let him help us with our burdens. Let him help us with our burdens, and he's going to give us rest. He's going to give us rest. This is the bottom line. Take my yoke upon me. It sort of goes with the burden. Now, what's a yoke? Okay. That's quite right. It's the inside of an egg, a yolk. How do you live with him, Mom and Dad? Okay. DJ, try again for one excellent answer. What's another yolk?
He probably
doesn't know. Daddy, what's a yolk?
The yolk is where they had, like on the old days, they had part where you would fasten two oxen together and they would pull together. It would be like a something more than one person to.
Right.
Or more than one animal.
Right.
Several to carry the whole amount of the weight on.
Right. And so the yoke was placed upon their necks, a beast of burden. It would be an oxen. And so Jesus is saying, now I want you to bring your burden to me, and as you bring your burden to me, I want you to find you're going to get rest. You'll have rest. And he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When he talks about the yoke, he is actually speaking about the Jewish people who had these all these yokes of heavy bondages placed upon them in religious ceremonies and what have you. But he's saying, in contrast to all of these things that you have to do, I'm just going to tell you, all you have to do is accept my gospel. And my gospel is going to impose nothing upon you that is difficult. The gospel of Jesus, his yoke now, is not going to be difficult. His law is holy, his law is just and good, and obedience to that tends to happiness. So all the religious restraints of the past law with the Jewish ceremonies were very hard. But Jesus says, you take my yoke upon me. And I want you to know that it may be hard at first, but afterwards, you'll find that love that you have for me, the hope of heaven, will make it very easy. So Jesus' yoke that we read about here strictly means the obligation to receive him as the Messiah, to receive Jesus as the Messiah, to believe in his doctrines, to be in all things conformed to his word, and to be conformed to his spirit. When he says, take my yoke upon me, he in other words is saying, become my pupil. Become my disciple. Submit yourself to my instruction. I'll conclude by telling you the story. This guy was arriving in a third world country on a train. He was a missionary. And this porter was coming to meet him. And when he got there, he's carrying his stick, and I guess everybody in the country carries a stick when they walk. He got to the train station, and the missionary got off the train with one piece of luggage. It was big, it was heavy, and the guy had just a stick. And so he thought about it a while, and it was his obligation to take this piece of luggage to its destination. He only had one stick and the one piece of luggage. So I'm not going to ask DJ what happened, but can anybody else tell me what he did? with one stick and one piece of luggage. But he got another bundle about as heavy. And you've seen the little Dutch girls trekking around on their shoulders with the pail of milk on one side and the pail of milk on the other side. And he balanced it that way. He took another burden, and it was the same size in weight, that is, of the missionary's bundle. And then he put it on the other side of the stick. And then he was able to go that way. So when I think about that, I say, you know, I'm on this train. I'm on my life's work. And I'm coming along the way. I need some balance. And so the scripture says, bear one another's burdens. So I say, hey, guys, I've got this particular burden that I really need help on. And I'm willing to be vulnerable and tell you what it is. And then you say, okay, then let me help you with the burden. And that's like the guy who picked up the luggage at the train station. It's easier to carry two bags than one because it was balanced, because the one-sided load made a strain. So the yoke of Christ is for us today. And, you know, maybe that is why God gave you two hands. Maybe that's why God gave you two hands, one for your own burden and one for our neighbors. Because Paul does say in Philippians 2:4, look not everyone on his own things, but every man to the things of others. We do have burdens, like the freight in a ship, like the encumbrances of a runner. So I say, God, speak to me again through the word. And so he says, okay, Neil, Isaiah 10:27, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulders. Prophetic words spoken to regarding the captivity, but as often we can accept things for now and for then, and for what has happened in the past for us today and in the future. It will come to pass this week, for example, that the burden that he has given you will be taken away from your shoulder. And while it primarily refers to bondages, we do have bondages within our burdens. So we start with 55:22 of Psalms. We end with Psalm 55:22. Repeat after me. Cast your cares on the Lord.
Cast your cares on the Lord.
And he will sustain you.
And he will sustain you.
Now, look at somebody and say that. Pick out somebody you can say it to. Okay? Cast your cares upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. Okay. Nancy, nobody told you that. Cast your cares upon the Lord. You can tell me that too. And he will sustain you. Thank you. Let's stand, may we? Lord Jesus, how simple are the words. Cast your cares upon the Lord. But how difficult it seems to be. And maybe it is difficult because we're traveling so fast, we're not willing, able, or honest enough to tag a burden and say, hey, this is a burden. It is something that does weigh me down. And again, our burdens vary as we vary in our appearance this morning. But for whatever the burden is, you have asked us to share it and to come with our burdens to you. I'm going to ask all of you to come to the altar. Would you? Would you just come to God's altar? There is power at the altar. I want you to come to the altar. If you want to kneel, you may kneel. If you want to stand, you may stand. But I want you to come to the altar. I want you to let this be symbolic of your bringing your burden to the Lord, because it is within you. It is within you. It is within you. Lord Jesus, we, your sheep, we, your children, have come to this place which symbolizes your presence. It is the altar. We're asking God for a touch. We're asking for your touch. And we're asking to make us sensitive as to how we can bear one another's burden. And we're asking for the reality to cast particular burdens on your lap and let you take them. And I ask in the name of Jesus that as we remove ourselves from this altar in just a little bit, that we will have left a particular burden, or let's stretch that out to say things that we're concerned about or worrying about or have questions about, what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day, things that are disturbing us, things that we're having a hard time coping with. All of these things come under the category of burdens. We would just leave them with you. We would trust in the Lord with all of our heart. Father God, as pastor, your blessing upon each person here right now, right now, right now, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.